Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next guest is a five-time Pro Bowler for the Jacksonville Jaguars, a member of their Ring of Honor, the Jaguars Pride. He's a guy that was part of the building of that expansion franchise back in the mid to late 90s that went to multiple AFC championship games. Now he's watching maybe the best team in the AFC after they just punked the Patriots last week. Wide receiver for the Jacksonville Jaguars for a number of years, Jimmy Smith, joining us this morning on the show. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
My pleasure, my man. Thanks so much for joining us. And I want to start with one of the current Jaguars wide receivers, and that would be a catch by Keelan Cole last week. One of the catches of the year, maybe the catch of the year, sticking his paw up with one hand and ripping it down on the sideline. I know you weighed in on this on Twitter. How amazing was that catch from a guy that played that position?
I think it was even more difficult than the Odell Beckham catch. You know, the way he had to go up and palm that ball with his back to the ball. If you can analyze, you know, Odell was facing the ball. Well, Keelan Cole had his back to the ball. And for him to go up and make the catch with his back to the ball and maneuver his body to where he can come down and survive the ground, I think that was remarkable.
Just a remarkable, ridiculous catch. And it's interesting because the Jaguars lost Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson. They had injuries in the preseason. People said they don't have enough at the wide receiver or tight end positions. But this is a scrappy group. What do you think about the Jaguars wide receivers right now?
Well, I think they're a close-knit group. You know, their main attribute is having a coach like Keenan McCardell, who's been there before, who's done it. You know, before Keenan got there, before Tom Coughlin got there, you know, these guys, they stayed hurt and they didn't realize the importance of being on that football field and playing every down. Now these guys, and I know it's hard to, you know, with injuries, it's hard to stay on the field, but, you know, these guys have come together. They realize that every play counts. And if you watch that New England game, you know, these guys, they rarely dropped anything. And all three receivers, even Dante Moncrief, you know, got in the end zone.
Jimmy Smith joins us this morning on the show. He teamed up with Keenan McCardell and so many talented Jaguars back in the 90s when they built this franchise. And you mentioned Tom Coughlin, and now that he's back as the overseer, when you were playing for Tom Coughlin, a lot of people, you know, always talk about how hard he is on the players, but what was your relationship with Tom like as you were picked by the expansion Jaguars and he kind of gave you a shot to be one of the wide receivers for that team?
You know, I would play for Tom Coughlin now if I could. You know, he was instrumental in springboarding my career, helping me realize the importance of playing in the NFL. It's a privilege to play in the NFL, and not everybody gets a chance to play in the NFL. And when you do, you better make the best of it. We were a very disciplined group, just a bunch of kind of hodgepodge guys that were put together through that expansion draft. And we came together, and within a couple of years, we were in the AFC Championship.
What did Coughlin bring to this franchise the last 2 years that has elevated this team from 5-11s, 4-12s, 3-13s to being in the playoffs and one of the best teams of the AFC?
Well, he brought that that attitude to the team. You know, that you know, hard work. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of attention to detail. And it takes belief. You got to believe that you can win in this league. And I don't think they had that prior to Coach Coughlin coming back.
Jimmy Smith joins us here on the show. Five-time Pro Bowler for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Last week, the Jaguars didn't only beat the Patriots, they beat them up. In your mind, was that the benchmark for the best team of the AFC? Do you feel like Jacksonville is the best team in that conference?
Well, definitely. If they beat the best team, then obviously they should be the best team. You know, there are a lot of good teams, at least in the AFC. I don't see anyone else beating them in the AFC. Maybe Kansas City may have a shot. You know, I know they're not on their schedule, but they may be in the playoffs at some point. But the only hot team in the AFC would be Kansas City. But, you know, with having a defense like the Jaguars have, and they've done, you know, Dave Caldwell's done an awesome job in drafting talent. You know, you got Pro Bowlers on all three levels of the defense. Calais Campbell on the defensive line. You got Tevin Smith in the linebacker. And possibly, and you got Jalen Ramsey in the secondary, and Andre Bouye, and possibly the best, you know, the best defense of in Jaguar history.
What do you think about people that call Blake Bortles a game manager? Do you find that disrespectful or underrating what he can bring to the table?
Well, I don't find it disrespectful because, you know, he hasn't done it yet. I would say it would be more underrating. He hasn't reached his potential. When he first got drafted, you know, he had the potential of being a Ben Roethlisberger. And he just needed to get with the right offensive coordinator, the right coaching staff that's going to be able to pull that greatness out of him. I think the greatness is already within him. We just got to find a way to pull it out of him. And right now, he's making headway. He was in the New England game. I guess you could say he was a game manager. You know, he did what he did to get the ball game won, and that was making completions when he had to make completions, making big plays when he had to make big plays, and getting the ball into the playmaker's hands.
Jimmy Smith, 5-time Pro Bowler, member of the Jaguars Ring of Honor, joining us this morning on the show. We have tons of Jaguars fans that listen to the show all across the northern coast of Florida, Jacksonville area, all across the state of Florida. And I'm sure they are all loving hearing you here on the airwaves. You have been through highs and lows, ups and downs, and been open about that, and now really have come full circle helping young people and getting that message out. How are you? Where are you at? What's your life like right now?
Well, obviously, you know, in life, you know, you have ups and downs, and every day is not a great day. But, you know, I'm happy to have air in my lungs. I'm happy to, you know, still have my family. You know, I got all five of my boys are playing football. You know, life couldn't, there's no complaints on this end.
That's fantastic. It's such a cool story. Jimmy Smith joining us here on the show. He was one of the best wide receivers in Jacksonville Jaguars history. And right now, this current Jaguars team trying to get to where that team was, the doorstep of the Super Bowl, and trying to break on through to the first Super Bowl in franchise history. Jimmy, it's so good to catch up with you, man. Thank you so much for joining us. You can follow Jimmy Smith on Twitter, at Jimmy Smith Jags. That's at Jimmy Smith Jags. Great stuff this morning, buddy. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.